Good afternoon, Mr. Johnson.
Sir.
How are you doing?
I good.
Okay, good. First time caller to you.
Good to have you, sir.
And I always do enjoy your program whenever you are. Any other moderator really is on.
Thank you, sir.
Education in the sense of common interest. Combinations will never be fixed in Barbados. This is my opinion. Combinations will never be fixed in Barbados until whichever government decides to take it on as a whole outlook of responsibility to see how that it cannot work in the first year, next year, for the exam next year.
Mm-hmm.
It got to work as a plan. You got to plan it.
So
whichever government coming into power, whichever government coming into power, it has at least five years to develop a plan for the common entrance exam.
Well, before you use the term common entrance exam and get people all hot on the call, let's say transition from one type of school setting to another. Because the minute you say 11 plus, everybody, you know, either go on one side of the boat and tilt it over or jump off ship. But no, I take your point. And the other thing I'd like to add to this is this, in support, you may take 5 years to formulate the plan. You also have to work out how you're going to transition it, because you're going to have people in the system already that you're going to have to change, right?
That's right.
If you're going to change the whole system. Yeah.
Very much so.
I know, okay. Sir. That word, common entrance and 11 plus.
11 plus.
It's like saying, right. I see you with the outside woman. You can't. You're up against the wall from the minute that I get called.
That's right. Okay, point number two.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if my arithmetic is wrong or if I probably overseen it the wrong way or whatever. I don't know. But when the idea or the plan for the private haulers came into place. Mm-hmm. If I am wrong, correct me, Mr. Johnson. The amount of money that was allocated for the first 6 months was $6 million, right?
That's the figure that was quoted, yeah.
Right. Now, I have a little experience on vehicles where I know for a fact that you can go overseas, whether it is Europe or America especially, and you can buy vehicles in packages. Like you can go on a lot or a garage or whatever, mm-hmm. and you can select maybe 10, 15 vehicles in a package, mm-hmm. and buy at so much U.S. dollars. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I heard the finance minister quoting a quote that one garbage truck costs 700,000 Barbados dollars. $700,000, Mr. Johnson. That is a joke. There's no truck coming into Barbados, and if you can, and you can't calculate a crane as a truck. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the lowest, you can get a truck coming into Barbados at $350,000 clearing customs. The average person and the government will have duty-free concessions. They can create duty-free concessions for themselves. $6 million to pay private haulers, Mr. Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
That is 12. That is approximately 12 trucks in the first 6 months. Turn around and implement it. Another 6 months. 12 how much, Mr. Johnson? My riff with it may be a little rusty. 24, right?
Yep.
And no
election. Following your calculations,
time.
Yes.
Election time here is upon us, and it has been extended again. So 3 12 is how much, Mr. Johnson?
Well, that's another 12.
12 and 6 is how much?
12 and 6 is 18. The last time I checked, even if I throw one out, then okay.
Does it take a rocket scientist or a university graduate to understand that that is at least
12, 24, 30. Yeah, up to 48. Yeah, you're up to 18. Yeah.
18 trucks, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, but sir, you see, and again, you also have to. The challenge I have, sir, is I keep asking if we can't have a swap deal, because I know there are places that take scrap. There are people who recondition old vehicles. We have some pretty good, even perhaps phenomenal mechanics and bodywork men and things in this country.
Some of the best in this country, Mr.
Johnson. So who can fix things, take three and make one, fix this, fix that? And if we can't sell it at rock bottom prices, well, you know,
you can get 12, a bargain, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, 12 for the price of one, a half one. Of a new one. You know, and enter into some kind of deal. We got to have people who could at least negotiate.
Exactly, Mr. Johnson. I have been waiting 4 weeks. Sometimes it goes in maximum 5 weeks to get my garbage collected. In that 5 weeks, I just got to buy at least 3 gallon bottles of Clorox bleach to control the scent of my garbage in my yard. Because I do not put out the garbage from my yard unless there's a truck. I hear the truck or see the truck in my neighborhood. I do not put my garbage aside, Mr. Johnson. Because I feel that my garbage is not to bother you. Because
right.
If my garbage go outside and the stray dogs go into it or the cats go into it, it's going to bother you.
Mm-hmm.
So let it stay in my yard and bother me. So I'm going to go and buy 3 or 4 bottles of gallon bottles of bleach to control. And that is an additional cost on me. So all I'm saying is it has been a waste of time. I guess it was not a plan. I guess it has not been a plan. All I'm saying is that we could have had 18 garbage trucks instead of these. I heard the opposition leader saying she's going to buy 35 garbage trucks or some number like that as soon as they get into government and get things in place.
Mm-hmm.
Garbage trucks will be purchased.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Johnson, that can be done every single day. Any call for a university graduate? I'm not an economist. I'm not an accountant. I'm a simple farmer.
Reinforcing the comment I made that the fellow who cleaning the drain in front of your house may see a structural problem that you can't see while you sit long inside in the drawing room enjoying the flat screen TV.
Exactly, Mr. Johnson. You know what
I'm saying? So listen, I understand perfectly. You know, my problem seems to be, right? And I'm sorry, but you know, I've been trying to keep my little pet peeves under control today since I just come back. But I have to say, right, that I find sometimes it is strange that when you talk to our political aspirants or politicians and or decision makers, when they're not in office, they just listen to you, you know, and nod their head and go, And when they get in office and you're kind of asking, so what happened? Man, listen, I got priorities. I can't talk to you today, but we can get around to it. And I go in, but we had this. And then I just get turned off. You know, look, the best person to ask about what's the challenge you face driving truck X uphill Y on a Wednesday morning is the man driving the truck. You could then put it to the engineer, the technical advisor, the consultant, and they could tell you, well, this is how we've solved it. This is how we plan to solve it. Here's what you're doing wrong. Let me see the driver. Let me see what's happening here, because there may be a problem that we can't see from where we sit. Let me give you an example that has nothing to do with trucks or anything. Andrew Denny, who worked here with me, good afternoon, Andrew, I'm calling your name, asked a guy who designed one of the software we use here for broadcasting one day when we were overseas, to delete with one finger, one hand. The guy says, control, alt, delete. Andrew say, one hand. fellow said, but sir, control, alt, delete. Andrew said, I want to do it with one hand. Man said, why? He said, because you, sir, are a technical operator. You're sitting with your two hands free. I'm running a studio. I got headphones on. I got a phone in one hand. I got something else in one hand. I want to delete with one hand, man. First, they pass back in half an hour. We rewrite the program for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean when I say you have a team of people who listen to your complaint, wait until you explain what you want, and then say, yes, we can fix it.
Perfectly right, Mr. Johnson.
You understand? And the person does not have to be a programmer, because the programmer could not see why Andrew wanted to delete with one hand. Because Control-Alt-Delete is not one after the other. They're located at different places on the board.
Exactly. The problem is with this society. The powers that are in control, they do not listen to people like me and you, you know. They don't personally, you and I are least on their list when it comes to ideas. And you and I live the situation every single day. They don't listen to people like you and I, you know. They listen to the people with the degrees and the masters and whatever they are called.
Well, sir, they complain that they ain't listening to them either, so I know who they're listening to.
I cannot get it figured out.
Neither can I. Sometimes, sir, it confuses me too. I could only tell you, sir. We could only hope that in the coming weeks and months that we get that message across to those who want to be a part of the movement ahead, and they can at least learn to start listening a little bit. Listening sometimes is a difficult thing to do if you don't like the person who trying to tell you. Thanks for your comments, sir. Good hearing from you. Thoroughly enjoyed it. The email says, sorry to hear about the water wars in St. Joseph. That condition may not be directly affected by the thousands and thousands of gallons pouring from a burst main at 154 Ealing Park, South Christchurch. I reported this burst main 3 days ago, did receive a telephone call back on the first day, but since, nothing. Water and money down the drain. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Johnson.
Sir.
Welcome back. I can hear from your voice that you have a little bug. However,
it's not a bug. The air conditioning here takes my voice raspy after I talk for a while. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it is.
It's my first time calling. I've listened over the years, and you're one of my favorites because I find you very analytical, and I'm not buttering you up.
It would slide off. Thanks, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to respond to something the guy who was just on mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about the garbage truck can cost
$700,000. Yeah.
And I'm assuming that $700,000 might be Barbados money, because as you said early in the program, they don't tell you if they quote in U.S. or Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
But while I was waiting, I Googled mm-hmm. a garbage truck cost.
Mm-hmm.
And they say a small garbage truck mm-hmm. can cost $250,000. And I'm assuming this is U.S. because I'm looking
at the U.S. site
from the States.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the price in 2009. And we are now in 2018. Some 9 years later.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite possible that the truck could cost between $500,000 and $700,000. So it's not an unrealistic price that the minister might have been quoting. And the way I really call is that I have been listening to the program, and the people were speaking about the meeting that was held on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
With good criticism, I dare say, because I don't think that they needed to behave the way at least one or two of them did. But since then, we've had other meetings, and nobody seemed to zero in on that, because they spent their time showing what they had done against the odds. And I want us to be a little more realistic. And that's why I say I like listening to you, because you tend, when I listen, to try to give both sides as much as possible, and I really appreciate that. And you know from my speech, I'm a DLP supporter.
Yeah, you see, and sir, I want to tell you I appreciate you saying that, because there are some people who would not make that distinction. Let me also say this, though. There is something called debating the person and debating the issue. And sometimes when we take our eyes off the issue and focus on the person, right, what we do then is lose track of what we started talking about in the first place and giving rise to exactly what we call to criticize. And I think if you want to express your disgust, do so and then say, compared to this, this is what should have happened. Personally, I believe it was a bad tactic. But if I sit here every day and say it was a bad tactic, all I'm doing is reinforcing that launch in people's minds rather than spreading it anywhere else. If I am not a political scientist, I'm not a politician, and not even a strategist. But if you say, look, speaker one, you good at Pekong, you pelt Pekong. Speaker two, you better at analyzing and speaking, you do that. Then you have a balance. You have things that you could bring out and drop back. Saying I putting it off to another one is, to me, defeating the purpose. You need to step forward and punch with your first foot. And that's why your best shots need to come first. I listen to political speeches with what I call Stierhorn effect, a point here, a point there, a lot of animal in between. But, and that's why I said outside of the political meetings at night, what I would like is when people support political parties call fora like this, like these, call-in programs, etc. We then talk about some of the issues facing us. The garbage collection, the buses, the how we go forward, the managing of finances, because it adds balance to the political side of the discussions that will be held. Because I know you can hear politics being discussed. It's what's in the air. I don't expect people to call and tell me about who graduated from conference last night and whether they were in a white dress, because that's not what people want to hear. Or what party you went to last week and had a good time. So we face issues. This is a serious time, and we need serious people to talk about serious issues. And if we not gain it on the political platforms, then we have to mount a platform that can bring it to the people, because we need to talk about it. I thank you for your contribution, sir. Yes. It was frank, it was fair, and it was up in my face. Can't say that you hid. Thank you very much, sir. This is Down to Brass Tacks. I wanted to share these with you before we came to the end of the program. So we got about 10 minutes to go. Let me just share these quickly with you. Education's purpose is to replace an empty mind with an open one. The one I have printed and I keep over on my desk all the time says, an education isn't how much you've committed to memory or even how much you know. It's being able to differentiate between what you know and what you don't. And the last one that I always keep. Anyhow, I don't hold that one back, because if I let that one go, I may get into trouble. But anyhow, the important thing is not so much that every child should be taught. Every child should be given the wish to learn. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sir.
Dennis.
Yes, sir.
This is your good friend, Brother Nasser.
My friend, I heard you yesterday. Your voice was cracking back.
Yeah, cracking. I got a little cold.
I thanked you. I extended my thanks on Sunday, Brass Tacks, to you for giving me a wonderful reason to enjoy my vacation. I read the book from cover to cover. I took out quotations and wrote them down, and I've committed them not only to memory but to paper and to brilliant book. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
I will, and I got the last set of quotes you sent me as well, and I'll place the book at the front desk for you to collect when I finish so that you can enjoy them.
None of you ready to release the book.
Boy.
I'm ready to collect it.
Brilliant book.
Mr. Johnson, look. I can discuss educate you sometime, but this is politics.
I know. I will just make the comment. Yes, sir.
I hear two intelligent men talking today about development. Barbara's one mentioned about manufacturing and agriculture. Hey, two very intelligent people, because for years I've been saying that to you, and for over 40 years I've been warning these governments that they don't know what they're doing. But I'm not here for that today. I'm going to read two quick quotes and then they can tell you something. We contend that for a nation to try to tax itself into prosperity is like a man standing in a bucket
and trying to lift himself by the handle. You got that one, right?
Yeah, I got that one.
Let me get in there, and the other one here, because I don't know what wrong with this country, this government. An oppressor is one who feeds a crocodile, hoping it will eat him last. You got another one, Mr. Johnson? No, yeah. I say all that because I want to say this.
Mm-hmm.
When a man is in hell, he has to keep walking to get out of hell. You got that one covered, too?
Mm-hmm, covered.
When a man is in hell, he got to keep walking to get out of hell. This government that we have is a government, a hellish government. The only thing that Barbier Pierre can do is to vote this government out of office. They have no other choice because it is not good for the country. And isn't that because the Democrat Labour Party is bad or the Barbier Labour Party is bad? There's nothing wrong with the Democrat Labour Party. There's nothing wrong with the Barbados Labour Party. It's just that you have the wrong type of people in the Democratic Labour Party at the moment running this country. They've lost their way. They don't know what they're doing. And I must tell you, although I regret every day that David Thompson has died, if he was alive, I still feel this country would be better off. You know, if half of some of them had gone and Thompson, the living people, would not have made this problem. So I want to find out how any human being could tell me, Mr. Johnson. Now, if I put a six piece of lead on your body, 6x6, crush you in the ground, and somebody come and lift it off, you would tell the guy who was crushing, who put the lead on you, to put it back on, Mr. Johnson.
Sir, and you know, that is a challenge that we have when we have to select leaders. We also have to look at not only their ability to come up with ideas and to sell it to people themselves, but that they also understand you surround yourself with people who can help you to bring those ideas across and to bring fresh ideas to you. Because unless we have leaders who are willing to listen to craft, as opposed to saying, I know, I got that covered, we're going to end up in the situation all the time where if we elect a leader based on that person's ability to move the country forward and something happens to them, we can't sit around wringing our hands and saying, Kadir, what are we going to do now? You have to have a team of people who are committed to the principles and who can change it. I hear a lot of talk about the Right Excellent Earl Walton Barrow and Tom Adams. These men were creative men. In today's environment, I am sure they would have to recreate their vision because there are things that have changed from 1966 and 1976. I am sure they would not say, well, we did that in 56 or 66. We got to keep doing it now. And we have to understand that we have to make them changes. It can be bitter. It can be rough. But we got to look at some people and say, I like your butt. We need to do something here to fix this. Let's see if we could get one more in before the end. 5 after, 25 after. Good afternoon.
Hi, Dennis.
Producer says he can. Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you keeping?
I'm trying to keep good.
I want to disagree with your caller before the last one in connection with the garbage truck. I don't want to argue price or anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let me ask you a question. If you had to choose between buying an inflated price garbage truck for $700,000 for 35 garbage trucks, which is about $25 million, right? Or to build a sanitation headquarters, which at my time right now, at the present time, was not important as buying the garbage trucks. Which one would you think you would choose for?
So it depends on which one give me finance. If somebody tells me I'll build a headquarters for you and you could pay me back over 25 years or 50 years or however long, and I can't find anybody to tell me I can give you 50 garbage trucks and pay me over 25 years. I don't know. One is a building that people could see. The other one is a promise I can't keep.
Well, the taxpayers pay for the garbage trucks. I don't know who paid for the building.
But that's my point. I don't know either. That's why I answered the way I did.
No,
I don't know. I don't know who the construction cost or who's paying for it or how it's being paid
but
for.
I believe I would have gone with the garbage trucks first. Because of the health
the
of the
need.
Country.
But as I said, right. If you could get it financed. If you can't get it financed, okay. What are you going to
But I just want to discuss that price quickly before the program finishes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
No, that price of $700,000 is a joke. Because that is like telling you now, you would know the government does not pay duties on vehicles.
Correct. And they're not buying one truck either. They should be
buying. And they're not buying
buying
one either. No. So let's say if you're going to buy a garbage truck for $700,000, that is telling us that by rights, that truck would have cost over $1 million, excluding duties. So there's no way no garbage truck costs $700,000. Just as you guys said, I did my check-in along with speaking to some local people here in the business. Now, a garbage truck could cost, depending on the size, between $100,000 to $140,000 US, Dennis. And the same in Google that he talked about, you could go and look at it yourself. Between $100,000 to $140,000 US dollars. So by right, we as taxpayers could have gotten the garbage truck landed here at probably $300,000. Now, if you're going to buy 35 garbage trucks at $300,000, we're talking about just over $10 million. We are that poor that we could not have afforded to buy 35 garbage trucks, Dennis.
Sir, that go back.
$700,000 is an inflated cost. That is a joke.
Sir, go back to what you said originally, and it's a case of priorities. If the priority is headquarters, if the priority is payment of salaries, if the priority is sending nobody home, if the priority is something other than garbage, then apparently we don't get it. Let me make this as my final comment, and I can head out as we... And thanks for your contribution on this, the Thursday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Thank you, Graham. Prioritizing in the coming years will be very crucial. If the cash is tight, we'll have to decide what goes first, what goes next, and how we prioritize. The health of a nation starts with preventing diseases as opposed to curing it. Educating a nation is important to progress. Let's see how we prioritize coming up in the next 5+ years. Thank you. On behalf of the team, I'm Dennis Johnson. Good afternoon.